Agudat Rav Shabbos. Talk about a nekuda chashuva that connects the parashiyos of Achrei Mos Kedoshim. To share with you a moira dika gedank also from Rav Shalom Shvadron Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The first question that's always boiled whenever you start reading the parasha is the Teres Kahanim. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, acharei Moshe nei banei Aaron bekorvosam lufnei Hashem vayomusu. Why are we bringing in the Misas Bnei Aaron here? We already learned about it in Parsha Shmini. Tayet Tzor L'Shaita. We don't have to talk about it again. It was such a big tzora that the whole Hakomas HaMishkan was dimmed. The simcha of the Hakomas HaMishkan was dimmed because of the Misas Bnei Aaron. Chazal tell us, that's why he uses a Loshen Vayhi, it's a Loshen Tsar. Even though the Hakomas HaMishkan, the Chinuch HaMishkan is the happiest time in Klal Yisrael. Still, Vayhi. So now, Baruch Hashem, the next Simcha of Klal Yisrael is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is from the greatest days of the year. In certain ways, it's the greatest day of the year. And the Torah goes out of its way to bring in now, all of a sudden, the Mises Bnei Aaron. You know, the Haftarah, there's a big tumult in the Haftarah. If you look in Parshas Achrei Mos, it's a very geshmak Haftarah. Hashem talks about being Malak Klal Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Hashem talks about the Chomes, Hine Yom Boim Nu Hashem. Vishavti Shusami. It's a geshmak after. It's after you can read 100 times. Very geshmak. Parshas Kedoshim, not such a geshmak after to read. It's from the most biting afteras. The Novi Yecheskel, the Ato Ben Odom, Asishpoit, Sishpoit, Ir Hadomim. It's a shreklach words to absorb. So in Halacha, it's very interesting. In Halacha, that's taken into account which Haftarah to read. You know, whenever we have Mechuborim, whenever we have two parashiyos together, it's Gepaskent in Halacha. That you read the Haftarah like we did last week, you read the Haftarah of the second parish. Right? Whenever the Mechuba. This is an exception to the rule. The Ramo comes, the Ramo paskins, that we read the Haftarah of our Parshas Achrei Mos. Because the Haftarah, Parshas Kedoshim, this can geshmak after. If we can avoid it, if it's avoidable, we avoid it. As I state, Azayis gepaskin halacha lemaisa in the Ramo. There's a levush, there's a whole tumult, but Azayis gepaskin, that's how the Ramo paskins halacha lemaisa. Not only is that gepaskin like that, we only read the Haftarah of Kedoshim when we're stuck. If Achrei Mos and Kedoshim are separate, then we read the Haftarah. Achrei Mos is Achrei Mos, Kedoshim is Kedoshim. And what can we do? What can we do? I was once by a Godel B'Yisrael, one of the Gedolei Ador, and he was listening to the Haftarah. Parshas Kedoshim was a week that wasn't Mechuber. And he kept on saying, oi, oi, as he was listening to it. I saw in real life the Psak of the Ramo. We just, you know, we're oblivious. Haftarah, this Haftarah, that Haftarah. Doesn't make such an impact. He was sitting there, oi, oi, to listen to the Haftarah. So much so that it's brought down in Psak Halacha by many of the Poskim. This is also Machlokes HaPoskim. What happens if you have a Miyuchadik Haftarah? You have Taka Achrei Mos Kedoshim are separate. But it comes out a year that Achrei Mos, you're reading, it's a separate Haftarah. Shchodesh Haftarah. One year was a Shabbos HaGadol. Could come out. So you read a different haftorah for Achrei Mois. So Achrei Mois Kedoshim was separated, but you never used up reading the haftorah of Haloi Kivnei Kishuyim. You didn't read this. You didn't read the haftorah of Achrei Mois yet. And the Mela, it's still available. So therefore, you read it again, you read it by Kedoshim. Even though they're separate. Now that's a separate mevucha. Separate mevucha. If that's, you know, how to paskim, I'm just telling you. Many of the paskim hold that way la'aloch. If you look in Mishabur and Hilchus, at the end of Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, you'll see over there, we talk about the haftaras. So we try as much as we can to run away from these kind of sad in yonim. Whenever Messiah with the Teichacha, we don't start with the Teichacha. We don't give somebody an aliyah, call him up for the Teichacha. The Baal Kriya gets it without being called up. There's some kind of segula, negative segula, to be called up for the Teichacha. Everybody knows the famous story where the guy was called up by mistake. The halacha is if you call somebody up, he's supposed to take the aliyah. The guy can't say, I'm not taking aliyah. So they called somebody up. And he was a younger man, a mamish, a guy who was struggling terribly with parnas. And they called him up and he took the aliyah. What could he do? They called him up. The halach is, if they call you up, the gabbai made a mistake. He called him up for the teichacha. That year, he had a distant, you know, one of these, you know, a great aunt a couple times removed. He was a relative. She died. She was a wealthy lady. And he ousted. He fell into money that he never, you know, like, yesh me'ayin. So they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, Efshech Reb Chaim could be Masber, that the guy got the Teichacha. It was the best year he ever got, ever. Like, Reb Chaim, without flinching, said, Vos is mit sein lernen? Has it helped his learning? They said, rather that's one nekuda. He ran into a lot of money. And now it's like a real estate, it's a whole package. So second Seder, he's involved with the managing. Oh, the Teichacha Miskayim, give it. The Teichacha is Miskayim. Right? But we run away. We run away from Shrek L'Chazachan. If it's there, it's there. This is not just, you know, Vibishamaisis. This is Halacha. You have a tainus. So the halachas, the tainus is a nidche. Why? Zokta Gemara, ikdumi pronus aloy magdamina. That's a halacha. That's not just a make nice. That's a halacha. Tainus says, as we explained many times in the past, is different because it's not really poronis. Well, whatever. It's not for now. But that's the bottom line. So why in the world would the Torah bring in Misas Bnei Aaron? When we're talking about the happiest event for Klal Yisrael, Yom Kippur, again, we don't say Halal, it's for Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, but it's the happiest event for Klal Yisrael that we have a Kapora. Lo Yehoyu Yom Tovim Li Yisrael. It's the Sheyesh Boi, it's Kapora for Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is... So that's how we start Yom Kippur. Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. The reason why I'm emphasizing this to you is because whatever Chazal are answering to this question means it was so important. It was so important, we had to mention it. Not because we wanted to mention it. We didn't want to mention it. We had to mention it. So Chazal asked the question. And Chazal give us a teretz. Rashi brings down the teretz, the teretz Kahanim. Ma Talmud Loima? Hoya Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Moish Loi Moshul. L'choyle shenichnas eitzel roife omu le'al toich al tzoynin v'al tishkav b'terev. B'acham ole al toich al tzoynin v'al tishkav b'terev. Sh'loi tomus k'derech shem meis pleini. Ze zol zo yoyser min al-gish. L'kach nema achei Moish Nei B'nei Aaron. This Rashi, as difficult as it was before we read Rashi, it almost becomes more difficult after you read Rashi. Rashi says if you have a doctor and he wants to tell somebody to be careful, right? Be careful, it's dangerous. Right? So the best way, the best warning, the best way to impact the person that you're afraid will chas v'sholem get sick, is to use a dugma, to use an example, to use a real life experience. That person, that guy, the guy in the bed next door here, he died. He died. That's chabtzach apachat. Chabtzach apachat. Sometimes people, Rachman Aslan, they get a heart attack. Sometimes it was the best thing that happened to them. They even had Rachman Aslan. They got a heart attack. Baruch Hashem, they recuperated. And they changed their lifestyle. Whether it's exercise, whether it's how to eat, whatever the cheshbonos are. It's a chesed from Shemayim. Because sometimes if you don't have a real example, you don't wake up. A person can tell you 1,000 times. So Rashi's telling us, b'shem the Torah's kahanim, that Achri Moish Ibn Aaron makes it real. It's one thing to say, you could die. It's another thing to say, hey, look down the hall. Look in the morgue. There's the dead people there. They didn't listen. The reason why I'm telling you that we're left with a bigger question than when we started is because if I would ask you, what day of the year does a kohen need to have the most warning? What day of the year is the most dangerous, vulnerable day for a kohen? Purim? You know, I would say Purim is pretty, you know, Yayim v'sheikh al teish, Purim, Chmein. Purim, some chasara, we could figure out some days that's not kishmak to be a kohen. Right? That the Torah has to say, hey, listen, I know it's Purim, I know Mishincha Zadam Abim B'simcha, but you're a kohen. I understand. And that day, you tell the kohen, be careful. It's like before Purim, you take a bunch of yeshiva guys in, and you show them Rachman al Tzlan, an accident that happened a couple of years before Purim, and Nebuchadnezzar, who knows what happened. When I was about 9 years old, I was probably just 10, turning 10. I think that summer I turned 10. So that Purim, there was a child that was nifta that lived up the street from me on Purim. Somebody was driving recklessly on Purim. Rahman al-Islam. Till today, I go into Purim with a pachat. Ada Yemazah, Nebuch, unfortunately, has been ma'aseh since then. In the last 50 years. But I'm saying, from that Purim. You know, 50 years ago, I go into Purim. Why? Because it was a real life thing. I'm not an idiot. I know if you drive when you're under the influence of alcohol, it's dangerous. That people could die. I know that. But it happened. It makes a roshim. And that made a roshim. Ada Yemazah made a roshim on me. Right? So that's a Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol? You shouldn't even have to talk to him about it. He should be considering. He should need a therapy session. Calm down. You would think the Kohen Gadol needs a therapist. He needs to sit down with Rabbi Brody. Chill. Spend some time with the Roshiva. People say when they sit with me, they get, I'm too chilled. Chill. The Kohen Gadol you have to start bringing in? Misas Bnei Aaron? Shelo Yomus Kiderech Shemeis? So in essence, the answer of the Torah's Kohanim leaves us more dumbfounded than we were before. More confused. What's the Torah? What's the problem? Why do you have to? What are you afraid of? I'm a Kohen Gadol. To underscore this more, not that it's even shaykh to underscore it more, but the words of Chazal. The Pasuk says over here, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh bo'el moed. No human being is allowed to be in the oil moed. No human being can be in the oil moed. Zogen Chazal.
Omar Rabavua.
You can look it up in the Yalkut Shemoyne here on the spot. Omar Rabavua. The Koyen God Eloi Adam Oyo. The Pasuk says, no human being went into the Oyo Moed when the Koyen God goes in. What do you mean? He's a human being. No human being went into the Oyo Moed when the Koyen God went in. What do you mean? He didn't take his own body in? He's human. The Koyen God love Adamu. Elo Kahid Omar Pinchas. Unbelievable. The Yalkut Shemoyne is saying that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur reaches such a level that Kimat, you could call him not human. The Kol Adam lo yeh. So you're dealing with this subhuman. So him you have to tell for lo yomus kederech shemesu banav. He's on such a madrega now that the Torah testifies about him. That he's as high, he's so high that compared to everybody else, he's not even human. Avad is a human being, but compared to normal people, he's not a person. Any regular person can be there. Only this guy is more like a malach than a person. So why are you so worried? Why do you have to tell him v'lo yomus k'derech shemeis bonov? Mamash a pill. It's marafi sigre. It's marafi sigre. Now I'll tell you what Rav Shaul Shadron said. Shaul Shadron wasn't talking about this bachlal. Shaul Shadron zecher tzadik levrocha. He was talking about the pasuk of Yekorehi Mipninim, where the Gemara says, and it's found in Midrash Chazal, Yerushalmis, the Gemara is in Horius, that a Talmud Chochem, a mamza Talmud Chochem is koydim l'Kohen Gadol. Right? Kohen Gadol Amoretz. Still a chosh of a position, Kohen Gadol Amoretz, but he's a Kohen Gadol, he's fought on Amoretz. And you have a Talmud Chochem, Talmud Chochem is not so, he doesn't have such a great yichus. Actually, he has the worst possible yichus that you could have. He's a mamzel. It doesn't get any worse than that. There is no worse yichus than a mamzel. It's not possible. So you have the guy with the worst yichus, you have a guy with the best yichus. The halach is that the Talmud Chochem, mamzel Talmud Chochem, is koydim l'kayin god amoretz. And the Gemara brings up pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei Paragimel says Yikorah him ipninim. The Kohen Gadol is more chash. The Torah is more chashiv than the Kohen Gadol that goes lifnai v'lifnim. The Kohen Gadol that goes all the way in. So if Shalom Shadron is just coming to answer one thing, Shalom Shadron said, from where did Chazal see that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol? Where did Chazal see that? Yikorim Ipninim. Why can't it mean what it says? It's more valuable than diamonds. Read it like the Pasuk. The translation of the Pasuk is Yikorim Ipninim. It's more valuable than diamonds. No matter how valuable a diamond is, the Torah is more valuable. Why? Frek Rav Shalom Shadron, where did Chazal see that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol? Some actually had like this girsa, Mipnim. The gusa we have is mipninim. So if Shalom Shadron zecher tzadik levrocha said a gevaldig word, he said it over only the way he can say it. That I can't do, but I can tell you what he said. He said that he gave a dugma. He said there was a guy who took all of his money, all of his metalton. He had millions and millions of dollars of worth of tchatchkalach and things, and he wanted to consolidate. He had his real estate. Now he wanted to consolidate all of his metalklin. So he decided he's going to buy diamonds. So he went to the diamond district and he got himself there. He went to the store and he told the guy, listen, I have $20 million. I want to buy some diamonds. So the guy takes him to the back where he has his gorgeous diamonds. And he shows him, a 10 carat grade A diamond. I mean, it's millions. Shows them. Beautiful. Anyway, picks out 2-3 diamonds. And he buys them. As he's leaving the store, he sees in the window, there's something that looks like a 20 carat. Gorgeous. He's like, now he's upset. He goes back in the store. He goes, Rabbi Yid, you didn't show me the ones in the window. The guy starts laughing at the one in the window. The one in the window is glass. It's not real diamonds. That's fake. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous piece of glass. It's a garnished. What are you talking about? He goes, that's gorgeous. He says, I love the one in the window. How much is it? He goes, how much is the one in the window? $100. He goes, okay, I want to buy it. I still have $100. Wrap it up for me. I want to buy it. Give me 2 of them. Fine. The guy says, you know what? I'm giving it to you for free. Says the guy comes home and he shows his wife what he bought. He says, is the guy going to tell his wife that this $5 million diamond that I bought over here is worth more than this glass piece of glass? It's a bizoyen, which is no shaykhis. Das ashmate, and this is ashmate, and this is a diamond. What's a shaykhis? Like I always tell you from Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter said, why do the stones in Eretz Yisrael weigh more? The Gemara says in Ksubis, that when the Amiroyim want to know if they got to Eretz Yisrael, the border of Eretz Yisrael, they would pick up the stones, and the stones weighed more. They were heavier. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Eretz Ashav, Aner Barzel, Umei Harareh, Tachtzev Nechoshes. So Motel Gifter Zatzal said, what's pshat? That the stones in Eretz Yisrael weigh more. So Motel Gifter said, he said, Eretz Yisrael, that's the only real Mokheim. Everything else is paper. It's a model. He said, it's like what you call Universal Studios. Universal Studios, if you go there, I'm not venturing on anybody should go there. But they have over there, you could see what in the movies, when they show a big building, it's not a big building, it's a piece of paper. It looks like a building. Even when you're there and you look at it, it looks like that's a huge building. Then you go behind, it's a piece of paper. So he said, Eretz Yisrael is the only real place. Even the stones weigh more. Chutz La'aretz is like a model. Now you have to understand, Rav Gifter's Avas Ha'aretz. I was once talking to him about Eretz Yisrael. I can't even articulate to you his Avas Eretz Yisrael. I'm quoting him. I used to walk around and talk to Hashem over there. That's a quote unquote. In the Ore Yehuda, in the mountains of Yehuda, I used to walk because he was in Telstone. When ich hab dort geschmust mit der Rebbeinu Shalom. So he felt Eretz Yisrael in a very real way. So he said, this is a paper, it's a garnish. So Rav Shalom Shadron said, Chazal knew that the Torah HaKadosh is not telling us, Shlomo HaMelech is not telling us, that the Torah is more valuable than a diamond. That would be like this guy saying, this piece of glass is not worth as much. This $10 million diamond is worth more than this $50 piece of glass that the guy gave me as a gift. When you compare something, there has to be some kind of equation. This is worth more than this. There's a shaychus. So the shaychus between the two. You don't say that your Tesla truck is worth more than your three-speed Schwinn bicycle. Right? Das tut man nicht. You could say, I have a Porsche. It's already a little bit verzeitisch. The Tesla's new. It's worth more. Schön, it's in the same Porsche. It's worth 100,000. This is worth 90,000, 80,000. Zokov Shalom Shvadron, that's why Chazal knew that he's talking about something incredibly valuable. What's incredibly valuable is the Kohen Gadol that goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. That was Rav Shalom Shadron's Gewaldige Pshat, Sfasayim Yushak, Pshat of Rav Shalom Shadron, why Chazal didn't say just it's a diamond. Because a diamond is stupid. A diamond is not a comparison to the Torah. It's a stupid stone. It will be a degradation to the Torah to say that the Torah is worth more than a stone. When Rosh Hashanah said it, I was thinking how emes it is. I mean, if a person told his wife, "You're worth to me more than a diamond," she'd be insulted. What are you mixing in diamonds? You say, "I love you more than I love my mother." That every wife likes to hear. Because they're mesupik. They're mesupik. Don't I come first? Don't I come before your mother? Well, Hashem, the Rebbe never tells me that, but that's I hear that a lot from women. My husband loves his mother more than me. His mother comes first. That's a compliment. You tell your wife, you know, "You come even before my mother." That a wife would like to hear, because your mother, your wife, okay, that's shove b'shove. At least it's in the same realm. The shaylin halacha, when you make amotzi, who do you give first? Challah, it's a kind of shaylin the place. You have your parents by you, and you want to give you cut a piece of challah. Normally, you give your wife first. What do you do? Good shaylin, huh? So I heard of Shlomo Zalman held that you give your wife first. Because your wife, you have a chiv ksuba to give her panot, to give her food. So it's not a zulzul to your parents that you give your wife first. I'm chayiv to support her. So you're not being mizalzel. This I'm chayiv to give. I'm take care of my obligations. You're not chayiv lozun. Right? But anyway, this is hayte gezach. But that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. That the Torah does it. So now I'm going to ask you, honor of Shalom Shvadron. So what's Taka Pshat that the Torah is saying the Torah is worth more than the Kohen God, like all of Naival of them? Now the Rav Shalom Shadron is telling us that Taka, the reason why Chazal are saying that the Kavona of Shlomo HaMelech is the Kohen God, like all of Naival of them, which L'chaira, the Kohen God, like all of Naival of them, that's embodying Kohen Torah Kula. Now it's really confusing. Rav Shalom Shadron made it so geschmack that now I'm taka confused. So what are we taka learning from here? Isn't the Kohen Gadol Golos Naivulufnim, isn't that all a representation of the Torah? What's the measuring stick? What's the equation? What's going on? And Rabbi said, I think that the Pshat Tov is Poshet. We've been seeing, Grada just walked in, he asked me a question. I didn't forget about your question, it just got lost in the medical shilas that I got that same morning. But early one morning, Reb Benzion sent me a shayla. Reb Benzion is from my first text. I get text from Eretz Yisrael, and then like 5 o'clock, I get from Reb Benzion a text. So you almost make it. But if you start 3, you'll be the first. If you could wake up a little, just a half hour earlier. But that's how my Seder Ayoyim is. Eretz Yisrael text and Reb Benzion. You want the pshat machlekes Reb Moshe and the Chassam Sofer. By the way, a bunch of people asked me that question. It must have been in Daf Yomi or something. Because after you asked it to me, a bunch of people asked me. It must have been a raid bite, maybe. What? I don't know why a bunch of people asked me this question. What's Pshat in the Machlekes? Rav Moshe and the Chassam Sofer have a Machlekes. The Chassam Sofer holds that a person has to give up from his time to teach Torah to other people, even at his own loss. Meaning, the Chassam Sofer holds that there's no din chayecho koidman by Torah. No din chayecho koidman. And the Chassam Sofer says, he actually says it beautifully in the Pasuk, in this week's parasha. V'ahav to loyacha komoicha. V'ozok to Rebbe Kiva, ze klal godol b'Torah. Right? So the Chassam Sofer asks, what do you think it is? Ze klal godol b'what? You should just say ze klal godol. What's Godel Batoira? So Chassam Sofer says, so Rebbe Kiva l'shitose. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Shtayim shoyu ma'alchem baderech, two people are going on the way, and one of them has water. So Ben Petura says, you got to share it. Mutav sheyimus v'shteyim. Tal yirecha b'misas chaveret. Rebbe Kiva says, no! Chayecha koidmin! Zok teheilike Chassam Sofer! That's only by Gashmias! By Ruchnias! You have to give up from yourself for your friend. If I have a ketain to drink of Torah, I got to share it with my friend. Zokcha bekiva. It's not kamoicha, you have kadima. But betorah, zeklal godel betorah. By Torah, the v'afra kamoicha, his mom is you and him. You have to give up from you for him. By gashmis, you come first. Chayecha koidman. That's how the Chassam Sofer teaches up the Rebbe Kiva. It's a gishmak pshat from the Chassam Sofer. Rebbe Moshe Zatzal, in Kama V'Kama Mekoymes, in the Dibris Moshe, in the Igris Moshe, Rav Moshe says there's a limit. It's like tzedakah. It's like tzedakah. You have to give from your time, Meiser. Like everything else, you got to give Meiser. So, several people asked me, could be because it's the parasha this week, maybe that's why I got the question. But several people asked me this week, what's the machlekes Rav Moshe Nachsam Sef? I don't think there's such a big machlekes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds kol shekain. If by Gashmias there's a din chayecha koidman, how could it be that by Ruchnias there's no chayecha koidman? It's kenizayin. It's kenizayin. So, what's pshat? So, I think that the pshat tov, Rabbi says, is very simple. The pshat tov is that what is the tachlis of all the Ruchnias? The tachlis of all the ruchnis is to be ma'abah kovet shemayim. All here for the Rabbanu Shalom. So when I learn a toisus, I'm learning a toisus because I want to become a Talmud Chochem. And why do I want to become a Talmud Chochem? Because I'll be ma'abah kovet shemayim. Every new toisus that I learn, I could be ma'abah kovet shemayim. Why do I want to do nocha mitzvah? Ma'abah zayin kovet shemayim. Alts is for the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything is for Hashem. The Chassam Sofer says, that's the reason why we're called Edim. Why are we called Edim? Atam Eda, Hashem says, you, Klal Yisrael, are my witnesses. The Chassam Sofer says, you know why Klal Yisrael are called Edim? Why are we called Edim? He has a gewaldige pshat, the Chassam Sofer. He says, by an aid, if he's Negeya Bedover, he's Posel Edus. If the aid has an ulterior motive, he's Posel Edus. He can't say Edus. Right? The Chassam Sofer says, we have to be Edim for Hashem. That means we have to have no negiah. If we have negiah, if we're doing it for us, we're posel eders. That's why Hashem tells us, you should be my witnesses. Hashem needs our eders. Hashem needs our lishmo. We're doing it for Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Is ma'al b'zayin kovet shemayim. That's the tachlis of everything, is to be ma'al b'kovet shemayim. And if we have that tachlis to be ma'al b'kovet shemayim, if that's our goal, we will accomplish it in every element of our lives. Hoicheach teichiach hasam yisach is also in this week's parasha. You want to hear what Rav Shach said? Hoicheach teichiach hasam yisach. My favorite story is Rav Shraga Grossberg, Zuchenu Levroche, the famous Chinuch Atzmoy Askin. He was the head. Rav Shraga was mamish from the Mafilim Agdoilim of Chinuch Atzmoy. I remember him. So he said he was in the car with Rav Shach Zatzal. And the taxi driver, who he knew, was driving them. And he decided that since Rav Shach is in the car, it's a good time to give the taxi driver some mussar. He figured Rav Shach in the car, it's a good time. So he asked the taxi driver. He knew the taxi driver is not a Shomer Shabbos. But he figured now with Rav Shach in the car, he's going to ask him, are you Shomer Shabbos? Do you keep Shabbos? And the guy will be stuck and Rav Shach is there and the whole will be a good hack. He wasn't trying to hurt the guy. He figured, you know. So he asked the driver. This Rav Shraga said directly. He asked the driver, Ata shomer Shabbat? Do you keep Shabbos? Rav Shach exploded. Kach shoalim Yehudi? You ask a Jew if he shomer Shabbos? He's a holy Jew. Why are you asking him such questions? Obviously, there was absolute silence in the car after that. The next time, Rav Shraga said, the next time I got into the cab with this guy, this driver, like a couple of months later, he told me, I want you to know something. I was a Mechal Shabbos. Since that ride, I never rode again on Shabbos. I saw by Rav Shach, He looked at me like a holy Jew. I stopped being Mechal Shabbos. I don't drive on Shabbos. So Rav Shraga was so misragish. He went to Rav Shach, he said, what could I do? I see Mechal Shabbos, so what could I do? I want to do like the Rebbe. Obviously, Rav Shach is Rav Shach. He said, when you want to tell somebody to keep Shabbos, never tell them to keep Shabbos. Listen to Rav Shach's chap. He says, if you're in a taxi, Lamoshel, and you want the guy to be Mechazik and Shemir Shabbos, tell him, you know, you seem like such a intelligent, feeling, caring person. Maybe get other drivers to have more cheshivas for Shabbos. Don't tell him that he's a problem. Tell him, you seem like such a great guy. Maybe be mechazik and the other drivers, they should keep Shabbos. Dos vet Alberton. Rav Shach gave him a key. Then Rav Shach said, is ken zayin dos is pshat in the pasuk. Hoicheach, you want now you should give teichach to somebody? Tell him teichach asam isech. Tell him you're on the madrege. You can give musa to somebody else. You're choshev. You can give musa to somebody else. If you want to be mal bekovet shemayim, you will be mal bekovet shemayim. And that's what we're here for. That's what we are here for. The Chassam Sofer agrees to Reb Moshe. The Chassam Sofer is masking that you have your Torah be'etzem. You have to worry about your Torah. But the Chassam Sofer holds that when you worry about Yenna's Torah, that is, you're being ma'am becoming Shemayim. You're not sacrificing a piece of bread. If you cut it in half, you're only getting half the bread. The other half was consumed by Shimon. But by Ruchnius, if I put another half a piece of bread of Torah in that guy's mouth, I consumed it too. So it's not Shaykh, the Chassam Sofer held. It's not Shaykh, Hayecho Koin. When the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, he's taka mufshat from the world. He's completely separated from the world. He's in his own track. I'm going to tell you a Moshev Skenim, a Baal HaToisvus. If it didn't from the Baal HaToisvus, I'd be afraid to say it. But because the Baal HaToisvus say it, I'm going to repeat it. B'shem the Baal HaToisvus. The reason why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona, you know why? You ever thought about that? Why? What's the problem? Mamela Grushi could say there's some pagam, maybe in relationship, maybe machloikis. Almona is chashiv. The Barnishram is very close. The Barnishram is called a dying Almonas. You know what the Baal HaToisvus say? The Baal HaToisvus say that when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, he says the Shema Mefarish. He's very powerful. Maybe he wants Reuven's wife. And it'll be Mechaven that Reuven should have a Kvitzes HaDerech to the Beis HaKvos. So the Torah sealed that, closed that door. You can't marry an Almona. Rabbosai! Kohen Gadol! Lifnai v'lifnim! Baruch Hashem, I've had every single day of my life since I married a happy day, Baruch Hashem, with my wife. So I stam kim mufka from these kind of machshoves. But even a person had the worst marriage. Do you think that a person, any half a mensch, would on Yom Kippur be mechaven that a guy should drop dead so you can marry his wife? What kind of Meshukatz and Meturif. And this is the Kohen Gadol that's going with Naival of Neem. Unbelievable. Then the Medrash, the Yalkut Shemayim, said he's not even human. He's not even a human being. And the Teretz, I think, Lefiani is Daiti. And I think this is Pshat in the Baal HaToisvus. Avade and Avade, It's not the way we're thinking, Chas v'Sholem, like the Tumas of Hollywood. It's not that this Kohen Gadol, he likes this guy's wife, he saw her by a Kiddush, he thinks she's very sweet. He ate her yapchik, it's gewaldig. She runs a good house, the kids look great, his wife is a shlump. That's not what's bought, that's not the guy. He knows that Reuven has a Rebbetzin, a Rebbetzin Knievsky. With that woman, my ruchnius could go all the way up till Shemayim. Why should he have that wife? Ruchnius, we think Kohen Gadol is busy. He's in Hollywood when he's going in lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur. No. Ruchnius, because when he goes into the oil moyed, he's so moved. Chazal tells he's not even an Adam. At that point, he's in danger of only looking at his Ruchnius. He's only looking at his Ruchnius. Right now, he's mamish moved. So he thinks, okay, you know what? That woman, Isaac could mamish fly to Shemayim with that woman. The Torah shut him down. Now we understand why Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol needs Azhora before Yom Kippur. You're about to go into Oil Moed. You're about to go with Naivel of Nim. You're about to become separated from the whole world. Don't go down the Nodav Aviyu track. They were also busy self-promoting their Ruchnias. You are in danger now. This is dangerous for you now. You understand? That's why here's where you need the Azhor. Comes the Torah Akdosh, and the Torah Akdosh says, Yekorahi Mipninim. The Torah is more valuable than the Kohen Gadol goes with Naivel Lefnim. Kohen Gadol goes with Naivel Lefnim with all the Torah and the Ruchnim. He can't give it over. He's then moved out. He's separated from the whole world. He's like a malach. The Torah is Yekorahi. Because the Torah, every bit of Torah that you marbits to other people, that you get other people, that's all on you. That's all you. That's all your opportunity. You have more opportunity than the Kohen Gadol goes with Naivel Lefnim. Now we understand Pshat and Rav Sholem Shadron. You have more value. You have more. You have more value. Your Ruchnius has more value. I believe that Rav Moshe held that in order for somebody to be able to be Marbitz Torah to other people, they themselves have to be Baalei Torah. The biggest riot that I believe that is that Rav Moshe gave much more than a Meiser. He was a Mekayim, his own tshuva. Teretz Yisrael, Moshe was on a Madrega already where he was able to give more than a Meiser. Right? Chazal say, I'm a Vazer, Zal Yivazer, Zal Yosem, Yichayimish, because then you'll become a pauper. But Rav Moshe is not dinging Zichut Chassam Sofer that the emes, when you get another year to learn Torah, it's your credit. You have to be a Bar Hochi. They won't say it's Rav Aaron Kotler. Why is he again sending out, you know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe held, you send out all these young, the Rav Aaron said, but that, you have to build the people. They have to be a Bar Hochi. They can't just, you have to be a Bar Hochi. It was a different shita. Rav Aaron didn't hold you. Says the Rav Aaron didn't hold of Kirov. Of course Rav Aaron held of Kiruv. I would venture to say that Rav Aaron held of Kiruv just as much. It was a different approach. But Lamai said that's the Yisoid. Attack it is Mamish Tims of the Chassam Sofer, because Chassam Sofer says that when you give other people, you grow yourself. He says it in many places. So they weren't arguing whether there's a Chayech or Koidman by Ruchnias. The only thing is, Yenis Chayim is also Chayech. And that's the Toitzah. Hagudin Shabbos. Mm-hmm.